Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Kamen Rider Chronicles. This episode is going to be interesting because we're going to be covering two episodes like I normally do, but also because this episode is the final episode. I say final, I got to do air quotes there because it's the final for now of Takeshi and the first episode of the new Kamen Rider Hayato. There also is a thing that I found that kind of spans how Hayato became the Kamen Rider. And that one is very loose. It's a whole thing, but I will go ahead and you know, see what I can. I'll see what I can do with that. We'll figure it out. I'll explain it when I get to it, but I'll let you know what I mean when I get there. But yeah, so we've got episodes 13 and 14 here. We also have that little explanation thing I'm going to do. So I don't really have any news segments. I got nothing new on that. I mean, other than, like I said in the last episode, because there's no new Zets episode coming out this coming Monday, so the next episode that is going to be coming out will be episodes 15 and 16 this coming Monday. So, yeah. So that'll be fun. Let's go ahead and get into it. Episode 13. Takage, Ron, and the Large Monster Army. At the Toyo Atomic Energy Research Laboratory, two security guards patrol the grounds at night. One of them looks up and sees a monster flying at them. That monster turns out to be Batman. The Batman attacks one of the guards, and when the other one tries to stop him, the other guard tries to stop him, Scorpion Man shows up and attacks him. The two Shocker agents, because they're not commanders really anymore, they're just agents, then attempted to enter the research lab. Scorpion Man by walking, and Batman by flying, but are unable to get past the opening gate because of a hidden electromagnetic force field. Which is quite impressive, if you ask me, especially since the gate is just a chain that is like 2 feet off of the ground and that is just asking for people to cross. Like, it literally is just like a chain links going across. Like, you know, the chain link stuff that you'd see on a pier, it's that. Literally, it's all it is. So they report back to the Great Leader, who became furious at their failures. This is where we find out that this is just the Japanese branch of the force that is Shocker, and that they are lagging behind the European and American branches. I know they say it at the beginning of the episode every time that Shocker is taking over the world, but I just assumed that Shocker was based in Japan, and they were just going to try and take over the world from there. So I didn't realize that there were branches around the world. The Great Leader orders the Shocker scientist to give the barrier destruction ball to the Shocker agents, because they need to take this lab no matter what. I guess they just also happen to have this barrier destruction ball just sitting on a shelf. This is literally no different than Batman 66. He has everything in his utility belt. The scientists point out that they currently don't have a cyborg that is strong enough to pick up and throw the 5 kilogram, which is just over 11 pounds, barrier destruction ball that the required 20 meters. The Great Leader tells them to create one then. The next day, we are at a soccer match football match for those who aren't backwards Americans. We meet professional athlete Ken Nomoto in the middle of a match. After the match, he is swarmed by kids asking for his autograph. And Ken is the complete asshole to them. He gets into the locker room and starts belittling the rest of the team, who don't stick around when he is in jerk mode. When he is alone, Ken starts to hear a voice calling to him. And then the Shinigami Chameleon appears and tells him that Shocker will make him the most powerful man on the planet. Ken laughs at him, pulls out the Stone Cold Stunner on him 30 years before it was a thing, and then runs out of the locker room and ran right into the Spider-Man, who captured Ken in his web. Over at Snack Amigo, Tachibana chastises Taki for leaving his newlywed wife home alone so soon. Taki says it's all right, since she has homemaker training to do. It's important to start early. So I get that it's 1972 and Japan, and that things are completely different than they are, you know, today. But seriously? Like, seriously? Like, really not cool, Taki. Do better. Taki asks where he could find Takeshi. So Tachibana pulls out the paper, showing him the article about the attack on the Toyo Atomic Energy Research Laboratory. So you can't tell Ruriko that Takeshi is Kamen Rider, but Taki rolls into town and he gets to know all the secrets. I don't get that one bit, but okay. The Shocker scientists roll the operating table in front of the Great Leader, declaring that the cyborg transplant surgery on Ken Nomoto was a success. They take off the sheet to reveal the giant lizard man underneath. He is now going by the name Takagiron. He is designed specifically to kick the barrier destruction ball at the electromagnetic force field. The Great Leader is pleased with this and orders his agents to scope out the lab for the weak points of the barrier. Taki is complaining that Takeshi has him sitting by the gate of the lab and waiting. A car drives by, and Taki realizes that this car just passed by a few minutes ago. It's obvious that these are Shocker agents who are too focused on their job that they didn't notice that they passed the same guy on the side of the road by this gate. On the other side of the lab, Ruriko was sitting waiting and saw the same car pass, so she decided that she is going to take the initiative and follow them. They make it back to the building, and Ruriko believes that this is a secret Shocker base, so she is about ready to sneak past the gate, but Taki shows up and stops her, telling her to leave it to him. Taki gets into the house and starts to snoop around, and finds a room full of statues of all the previously killed off cyborgs. Two things of note here. First off, we already know that these aren't actually statues, since we've seen four of these guys already out and about. And two, when Taki uncovers the Geba Condor, he has zero reaction. The dude almost killed you and your wife, and you're just gonna continue past him like there's no big deal? I mean, Taki, I already have some issues with you on the next episode, my dude, but you're an idiot. Well, after he uncovers everyone, Ken Nomoto walks in and demands to know what he's doing and why he broke into his house. Taki says he was looking for somebody, but Ken tells him that he is the only one in the house, other than the statues. Ken asks Taki to leave, so he does. Once gone, the monster army comes to life. One of them says that they can't leave that man alive. Ken tells them all to shut up, which they do. He says that they all have been defeated by Kamen Rider, and that makes them losers, so they will do as he says. He rips off his face to change into his Kogageron form. Taki and Ruriko are riding their motorcycles away, possibly check in with Takeshi somewhere, when boulders start falling off the side of the hill they are riding by. One hits Taki, forcing him to crash. As Ruriko is checking to make sure he is okay, another one is thrown off the hill. Before it can get near them, though, Kamen Rider rides in on Cyclone and obliterates the boulder with the motorcycle. He tells Taki and Ruriko to get to safety and then rides up to the top of the hill, where he confronts Takagiron. Takagiron is not impressed and kicks a boulder at Kamen Rider, which hits him square in the chest, sending him flying backwards. Ruriko is worried, but Taki is confident that Kamen Rider will prevail. Rider gets up, and knockoff Reptar kicks another boulder at him, causing him to jump out of the way. He kicks yet another one in his direction, but because Rider is in the air, he is unable to dodge it, and gets hit with the full force of the kick. Rider goes falling down the hill, and when he gets to the bottom, he has a hard time getting to his feet, declaring that he has lost. It was really nice of all parties to go their separate ways after one party declared defeat. No need to keep attacking, I guess. It's not like these guys fight to the death every week or so. At the hospital, Taki is recovering from his injuries, but is still in shock that Kamen Rider lost a fight. Ruriko and Hiromi visit him, telling him to relax while he is here in the hospital. I know he's not going to, but the fact that he has three women right now, his wife, Yoko, also being in the room, telling him that he needs to take it easy and he isn't going to listen to any of them, is pretty annoying. But I guess since he's the man, I guess that's just... Again, it reverts back to what I was saying earlier. It's the 70s, it's Japan, it's a different time. Taki is just... I don't know what to do, my dude. But whatever, here we go. We go over to Kamen Rider, who is training at the moment. He is doing everything he can think of to counter Takagiron's killer shot. I'm more impressed with Rider kicking boulders off of the top of this hill so that they will roll down, and then speed teleporting to below the boulders so he can try and counter them. If you're that fast, Rider, just get behind your enemy and shank them a bunch. I mean, it's that simple. Tachibana shows up and offers to help with the training. Rider agrees, so Tachibana pulls a Kate Bush and keeps running up that hill so he can throw boulders down at Kamen Rider. After the first one, Tachibana tells him to use more of his body when the boulders hit him. Not sure how that correlates to Rider figuring out that he can double the power and he's able to come up with the lightning Rider kick, but I gave up most logic for this show some time ago. The lightning Rider kick was a success, giving Rider just the edge he needs to take on Takagiron. Tachibana goes to the hospital to tell Taki the good news, but finds him gone from his room. Instead, he finds Taki's ID badge for the FBI. Taki makes his way back to Ken Namato's house and sneaks in again. He is able to access the underground shocker base, and apparently, the Great Leader has a list of agent names because he knew that Taki was an FBI agent. The Great Leader starts gloating that the Monster Army is already on their way to the Toyo Atomic Research Laboratory and that he isn't going to leave here alive, as he gets surrounded by combat men. I guess now we know why he was able to take on the combat men in the last few episodes, since he's an FBI agent and all. And it seems that this episode is no different. He's able to defeat them pretty easily, and he is injured. I'm serious, though. The Great Leader needs to do a better job at vetting these combat men. Kamen Rider bursts in, and Taki tells him that he needs to get to the lab before it's too late. Teemu Godzilla sets up his shot on the weak point of the electromagnetic barrier with the barrier destruction ball. He goes and kicks it, and it looks like it's gonna take the barrier down, but Kamen Rider rides in and catches the ball, and then throws it back at Takagiron. Suddenly, all of the other cyborgs pop up, and Kamen Rider is surprised to see them. Takagi-ran states that cyborgs cannot die as long as they can repair the parts that were destroyed. Sir, many of these cyborgs were melted or disintegrated. Some were blown up in literal pieces. Cobra-man twice. Either get a better translation or get a better explanation, because that is a bunch of horseshit. Anyway, Ryder chases after these guys with his motorcycle, Cyclone, and then starts fighting them with his fist, kicking all of their asses fairly easily, actually. Takagi-ran rolls up and uses his killer kick to kick the destruction ball at Kamen Rider. Rider uses the lightning Rider kick, sending it back to Takagi-ran, and it blows him up. Let's see if you can come back from that. Taki, Tachibana, and Ruruko run up to Kamen Rider after the fight and congratulate him. He rides off, and they remark about him being selfless, sacrificing everything to keep others safe. So, with the end of that episode, our count for deaths, kills. Batman had a kill here. Scorpion Man had one kill as well. And then Kamen Rider had 11, which brings our new score. Batman finally has one. So that's one total for him. Scorpion Man had 14 before. Now he's got 15. And Kamen Rider, let's see, I counted four. That's 48. He's got another 11, so that's 50. Math is hard. 9? So, yeah, 59 right now. So, yeah. Kamen Rider's a beast. All right, so this is what I was saying before. Next up is what is called Missing Link. And this is a thing. So what I was able to find out is that this was Sick Hero Saga, SIC. It was a illustrated thing in the Monthly Hobby Japan magazine that used the Sick figures, Sick being, I should probably pick it up, Super Imaginative Chakugan, I guess that's how you say it, figures, and they were just their dioramas with story, and this one ran, it was four parts, it ran from July to October in the 2002 issues, so July 2002 to October 2002, four separate stories, connecting stories, but four stories, and somebody, I was able to find a translation of this somewhere on Tumblr, of all places, and I'll read you what they translated. And then I will also read what they translated. I think I had to do some clicking and figuring out there are some, questionable things here. So, the first chapter, I guess you would call it, is called, Infiltration. And so that first one goes, Shocker scientists experiment on a man, remodeling him into Kaizo Ningen? I don't know how you say that. Kamen Rider manages to arrive, but at the urging of the Shocker Shuryo, the man, now Shocker Rider 12, stands to fight his would-be savior. So Shocker Shuryo, however you say that, had looked into that one. That's supposed to be the great leader. So the other thing is, I should say, is this came out in, like I said, 2002, long after the first series, this Kamen Rider series, has ended. So I don't know if by the end of the series we find out that the Great Leader's name is Shuryo, however you say his name. So that's kind of, that might be a spoiler for the end of the series for me. I don't know. It is what it is. And I do believe that the Shocker writers here are, I think that's something that is going to be coming in a little bit. Like, it's going to be something that gets added in with this edition of Kamen Rider 2. So that's the whole thing. Okay, so next one, which is called Disappearance. Having defeated Shocker Rider 12, knocking him unconscious, Kamen Rider is mocked by the voice of the Shocker, Shuryo. Kamen Rider finds himself under attack outside of Shocker's ultimate weapon, Shocker Tank. So that's just that. That's all that one says. Next up, Chapter 3, is called Awakening. This one, Kamen Rider is saved by the sudden intervention of Kamen Rider 12. Kamen Rider 2, sorry. Shocker Rider 12 has been freed from the brainwashing by Kamen Rider's actions and rides in on Cyclone to aid Kamen Rider. Together, Hongo and Ichimonji double Rider kick the Shocker tank. So, what this is saying is that Shocker Rider 12 is Hayato Ichimonji, and with Takeshi coming in, Takeshi Hongo coming in and saving him, releasing him, he becomes the next Kamen Rider. And this is when they team up to start taking out Shocker. The final chapter, Puppet. It says, in the ruins of the Shocker tank, the W Riders are confronted by Rider 2's brethren. Shocker Rider 1, Yellow Muffler. Shocker Rider 2, White Muffler. Shocker Rider 3, Green Muffler. Shocker Rider 4, Blue Muffler. Shocker Rider 5, Purple Muffler. Shocker Rider 6, Peach Muffler. Shocker Rider 7, Orange Muffler. Shocker Rider 8, Gray Muffler. Shocker Rider 9, Black Muffler. Shocker Rider 10, Silver Muffler. And Shocker Rider 11, Gold Muffler. Despite difficult battle, the W Riders triumph over the Shocker Riders. So, W Riders, Double Riders, Kamen Riders, those two. The Shocker Riders are obviously multiple riders. And like I said, I know that they get more into the Shocker Riders. I think they get into them more in... I do believe they talk about them a little bit in the series, but I think they get more into them in some of the, like, some manga and some other things outside of the show. But yeah, so that's what we got. But all right, so on to our final episode. Episode 14, The Devil Sabotegron. Sabotegron? There we go. Attacks. I'm going to be saying that name wrong. So I might just say it's like Cactus Man. I got a couple of fun little names here and there. But anyway, Sabotegron. We'll go with that. So we got a new opening for new Kamen Rider. In the last episode, the Great Leader mentioned that Japan was lagging behind the European and American branches when it came to Shocker's plans for world domination. Let's look in on another one of these of those branches now, in particular, Mexico. The Mexico branch just had a huge win in the destruction of the Palos? Damn, I don't know how you say that one. P-A-L-A-S. Palos? That dam is an important part of the Mexican economy. How important, you may ask? Important enough that its destruction has sent Mexico into chaos, apparently. The Shocker commander Sabotigran, or Cactus Man, wants complete destruction. They're currently sitting at 90%, but the Great Leader wants to send him over to the Japan branch to show them how to get things done. Sabotigran accepts, specifically so he can take on the Kamen Rider. I do want to take a quick step back and talk about the Great Leader for a second. It's my assumption that each branch has their own Great Leader, and they all meet up at the end of the year at the holiday party to brag about how well they did that year. Because there is a part coming up when Sabotigran gets to the Japan base and the Great Leader welcomes him like it's his first time meeting him. But also, if there is only one Great Leader, then he is doing a terrible job at distributing his forces around the world. You want total world destruction, but some places are way ahead, like Mexico with its 90%, but Japan is way behind. I get that he is sending forces now, but that's a little late, don't you think? Also, Mexico is that devastated and no one is aware of it? Like, no one? No one is able to help? I got a specific point to make later about this, but I just wanted to bring it up now. Taka received a message from the FBI about a Mexican agent in pursuit of a Shocker commander on their way to Japan. He receives the time and location of the plane's landing and is a little bummed because this job is taking him away from attending the grand opening of Tachibana's new racing club. I find it interesting that Tachibana is opening a new business, but not surprising, when the only customer he had at Snack Amigo was Takeshi, and I never saw that man pay for anything. Anyway, at the racing club, Hiromi walks up with a group of people, including a couple of kids, three very attractive young women that Tachibana and Shiro immediately take a liking to, and a guy in the back that walks up, realizes he won't get any attention with these three hotties around, and then leaves. Ignoring the kids, Tachibana asks the young ladies what experience they have. One of them, Mickey, has some experience on a 90cc. However, Yuri knows karate and Mari knows fencing. Neither one knows anything about racing dirt bikes. Later on, the ladies are hanging out with Shiro, having a good time, while Tachibana is being a fuddy-duddy, as one of the kids calls him. He goes and joins everyone else, leaving Tachibana to himself. As he is complaining about the youth, he hears Cyclone outside. He runs outside, but doesn't see Takeshi or Kamen Rider anywhere, only Cyclone sitting there with the autopilot remote control engaged. He hops on and lets Cyclone take him away. Meanwhile, Taki arrives at the airport and waits for the FBI agent. He ends up picking up an extremely American-looking Mexican FBI agent. I mean, the guy came in from Mexico. I'm just only assuming he's a Mexican FBI agent. I could be wrong. It could be an American agent working in Mexico, but it's literally a white dude, so... The agent tells Taki that he has located the Shocker commander in Japan after he was able to shake off their attempts to put a tail on him. Taki is impressed by this and says that he will join in on the investigation. As they are driving down the road, the radio goes off saying that a body was found on the flight from Mexico to Japan. The body was the FBI agent that is sitting in the car with Taki. Outside of his fighting skills, I really need to question Taki's qualifications on being an FBI agent, because the first thing he asked after the faux agent turned off the radio wasn't, "Who are you?" or "Why is your hand a cactus?" No, his first question was, "Why did you turn off the radio?" Then he saw the hand and put it all together. Sabotigran reveals himself and declares that anyone that opposes Shocker must die. Taki says, "Joke's on you," as he directs the car towards a cliff. Taki then jumps out of the car, flipping Sabatagran, there we go, I said the wrong first last time, the double bird, as he does it and watches the car plummet down the side of the cliff, exploding at the bottom. Satisfied with his victory, Taki turns to leave, only to see Sabatagran, I'm saying it different every time now, standing there. They start to fight as Tachibana comes riding up. He grabs a giant log off of the ground and is able to give enough of a defense to allow the two of them to get away from the walking cactus man. But they don't get far. Sabatagran summons some combat men who are now sporting luchador masks, and I believe this is their new look until the end of the series. And they keep Tachibana and Taki corralled nearby. Sabatagran fires off a few shots from his handgun, but the two were able to dodge out of the way. And I use hand in quotations because his hand literally turns into a gun. Like, I don't know, it's weird. He goes to fire again, but is stopped by Kamen Rider. This Kamen Rider knocks him down and then gets between the talking plant and the two men. Sabatagran takes out a cactus bomb and tosses it at the three of them. And when the smoke clears, they have all disappeared. Back at the racing club, Tachibana is getting his wounds cleaned up by Hiromi and Mari, while Taki is getting his cleaned up by Yuri and Machi. Maki? Maki. Both are whining, but it's when Shiro mentions that Taki is married that Yuri and Maki tell him to take care of himself. Tachibana is wondering where Takeshi is, and when he hears a motorcycle pulling up, he goes to look. When he realizes it's not Takeshi, he has everyone hide and shuts the lights off. When the guy walks in, everyone goes to attack him, only for him to easily parry everything that they have, or everything they throw at him. Shiro turns the lights back on, and we are introduced to Hayato Ichimonji. He is a freelance photographer, and he only came to drop off the motorcycle that they left behind. At a shocker base, Sabatagran shows off an experiment using one of his cactus bombs that he calls the Mexican flower. They look like regular cacti, but the spikes are extremely sensitive fuses. A little butterfly lands on one, and half of a building gets taken out with the explosion. It's actually pretty impressive. Out in the middle of who knows where, we find Taki and Tachibana wandering around. Taki wanted to go look for a shocker base, and Tachibana didn't want him to go alone. They suddenly hear rustling in the stalks to the side of them, and see Hayato come walking out of them. He seems to be out for a stroll, but these two want nothing to do with him. They tell him not to follow them and turn to leave, but Hayato stops them. Tachibana was about ready to step onto a cactus, and Hayato explains that this particular cactus is found in Mexico, and he wonders what it is doing here. The two ignore his ramblings once again and continue searching for the shocker base, and they find it shortly thereafter. While they are figuring out what to do next, Taki sees Hayato sneaking around by the side of the base. They rush down to him, and he tells these two to be careful not to touch the cacti, because they are bombs. They don't believe him, so he grabs a rock and hurls it at one in the distance, but it doesn't explode. Hayato is visibly confused by this. He was sure he was right. Sabatagran set up some decoys to throw some chaos into the mix. Taki makes it to the side of the base and manages to tackle a guard. Tachibana comes up and smacks it over the head with his bag, but it turns out that this guard was actually a dummy. Tachibana tosses it out into the field of cacti, hitting a cactus and exploding. The two ran back to Hayato, who is just laughing it up. Off in the distance, combat men come riding in on some bikes. The nice thing is, even though they are evil and want to take over the world, they still believe in safety because every one of these combat men have their helmets on. They end up herding Taki, Tachibana, and Hayato closer to the cactus field. Hayato points out that their true goal is probably to draw out Kamen Rider. The other two look at him again and ask how he would know this, and just who exactly he is. He says that he is an enemy to Shocker and a friend to humanity. Tachibana and Taki are surprised by this, because that's Kamen Rider's mantra. Hayato tells them that Takeshi left Japan on a mission to stop a different Shocker scheme, and that Ruriko went with him. He promised to protect Japan while Takeshi was gone, as Kamen Rider. He transforms in front of Tachibana and Taki, hops on Cyclone, and I'm not sure if it's his own Cyclone or Takeshi's, or the fact that it's just here, like in the middle of nowhere. And then he chases after the combat men on the bikes. More combat men appear and start attacking Taki and Tachibana. They do what they can to defend themselves. Kamen Rider takes out the ones on the bikes and then goes to help Taki and Tachibana. And similar to Takeshi, Hayato takes no prisoners. First guy he tags with Cyclone, he sends flying into a cactus, and he blows up. Another one runs into one because he wasn't looking where he was going as Kamen Rider was chasing him. Then Sabatagran appears, knocking Taki and Tachibana away from Kamen Rider. Rider flips over him before Sabatagran can strike him with his cactus mallet, but they are still in a cactus field full of active landmines, so his movements are limited. They fight hand-to-hand for a bit until Sabatagran grabs Rider and chucks him over his shoulder, sending him flying towards a group of cacti. And that's how we end the episode. So nice little, you know, two-parter. Little stinger for that. Stinger. Just really realized what I said there. The cactuses. So actually, I enjoyed these episodes. I really did. Even though, obviously, the actor, what's his name? Hiroshi Fujioka was not in the last episode. Really. I mean, they had stock footage. But the episode was still fine. And then this episode with the new actor, with and I didn't grab his name, but I think the guy who is going to be Hayato is going to be fun. I think I do kind of like his energy. He is just, it's going to be kind of fun. That being said, though, so, you know, I wanted to bring up the whole point of Takeshi going out of the country to go save Hayato. And maybe, you know, yes, he went and saved Hayato, and that's all great and dandy. But with him gone, does that mean he's going to other Shocker bases around the world to take out Shocker bases? Like, is that his plan now? Like, again, the only explanation we get is he has left Japan and he took Ruriko with him. And I had to look into it. This is the last mention we get of Ruriko, like, at all. I know she's in the Shin Kamen Rider movie. I know she's a big part of that, but that is its own separate thing. This, like, she is not in this show after, like, she's not even mentioned after this episode, according to the wiki. No explanation at all. So I don't know. I mean, there is something on the wiki, but that's for the Shin Kamen Rider movie, and I don't want to give spoilers away for that. Seriously, if you have not watched the Shin Kamen Rider movie, go watch that movie. That movie is amazing. This episode I really did like. Two-parter for the first for, well, this new Kamen Rider. Kind of a fun way to start. Also, I should mention, this Kamen Rider starts out strong, five kills. So that's kind of fun. And I think that is everything I got. Yeah. Need to come up with some fun names for Sabatagron, because, I mean, it's only so many cactus puns I can use. But yeah, I think that's all I got for now. So thank you all for listening. And just a reminder, no new episode of Zets on Monday. We'll have more Kamen Rider Ichigo. But yeah, there we go. We will see you then.